You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the art of well-being, where we typically talk about your emotional health, balance, and self-awareness. This week we're talking to Sarah Hong, Director of Programs and Outreach at Jewish Family Services of Washtenaw County. She's their lead trainer for behavioral health and wellness through the Amster Center. So our focus may expand a bit to how physical health and emotional health are tied together. Welcome, Sarah.
Thanks, Lisa. Happy to be here.
Your agency works to serve the biopsychosocial needs of our community. Exactly what are we talking about when we say that?
Talking about addressing the whole person. So our physical selves, our emotional wellness, both in our own internal state of how we feel, as well as our relationships. So we know that, you know, your body is not there just to move your head from one room to the next, that you are an integrated person, and biopsychosocial needs pretty much covers all that's you.
Body-mind connection. Seems like we're hearing a lot more about that lately.
Sure. It's something that is as old as books, right?
Right.
Aristotle, there's a lot of writing out there, but there is indeed an emergence and a newfound interest, it seems, in the body-mind connection.
So you, Sarah, lead a course called Making Positive Change, something I think all of us would like to do. How can we make that happen?
Well, I think it's about being skillful and strategic and thoughtful. You know, it's no coincidence we're having this conversation in January, and I'm sure a lot of Americans have made a lot of resolutions, and many people will be chugging away, and a lot of others will be seeing those fall by the wayside come February 1st.
Well, change is not easy.
It is exceptionally hard. You know, although we may intellectually note the many good reasons to make a change, usually the status quo is comfortable. It's a familiar place. It's a place we've been hanging out a long time.
So where do we even begin?
I think an important first step is to choose wisely in terms of which change you're approaching. You know, a good indicator can be that if it's a change and something that you've circled back to time and time again, something you've thought about before but maybe not quite begun, and maybe you've already made some preliminary steps and preparations, that's usually a good indicator that you're ready. And we know that your readiness for change is definitely going to impact your likelihood to succeed versus fail.
Is there an actual first step you should follow? Is it like what you focus on or what the direction you're moving in?
Yeah, I would say that changing one behavior at a time is really important here. So once you've found something that keeps coming up for you, really trying to hone in on one thing. I hear a lot of people saying things like, you know, in 2019, I'm going to eat better, I'm going to exercise more, I'm going to sleep better. And when I hear that, I think, wow, those are great. But one of those changes alone is certainly worthy of our focus and attention. And we're less likely to succeed if you pile a whole bunch of stuff on top of each other.
So this is part of what you do at Jewish Family Services of Washtenaw County in the Amster Center. What is the Amster Center, in case people aren't familiar?
Yes. So the Amster Center is a social enterprise limb of our agency. So several years ago, a business line created to generate revenue for the agency, a way to leverage tools and skills and expertise that we have to earn revenue so that that revenue can go right back into the system to help us serve the community. And one of the things that we do at the Amster Center, one of our businesses, is corporate training.
So you go around to companies in the county and help them out with their workforce?
Absolutely. So it's really, you know, a lot of local businesses are very interested in how they can have and support a more healthy, happy personnel.
Because in the job, if you're healthy and happy, then that helps everybody's bottom line.
Absolutely. People stay in their position longer and they're happy. There's less attrition. People are less likely to call in sick if they're taking better care of themselves. And so all of these things, you know, support the company's bottom line.
I'm looking at a long list of things you talk about: introduction to positive psychology, better sleep, better you, understanding anxiety. What are you finding businesses want to hear you to talk about?
A lot of the positive psychology content has been interesting to people, you know, focusing on character strengths, focusing on optimism, and not from a frou-frou standpoint, but really from a what is the hard science here. I think there's a lot of negative things going on in the world. There's a lot of things we can focus on that are difficult. And what we're really looking at is the science of what's going right and how to manifest our best potential there.
You said science and you said frou-frou or woo-woo. There's another word for it. Those are pretty opposite terms. How do they come together in one philosophy?
Well, at the end of the day, positive psychology is about what makes us thrive, what's best in us, and how to really pursue strategically and using evidence-based interventions, you know, what is best in life.
So you, Sarah Hong, are a licensed clinical social worker, a seasoned behavioral health educator. Do you get a lot of pushback from people who say, no, it's not for me?
Not so much. I mean, initially folks might sit there with their arms crossed, but I just ask for people to stay curious and bring their beginner's minds. And I think at the end of the day, people want to feel better. And we're talking about positive change, and there are strategies and tips that we know will help people succeed. And if you can keep someone out of the same pitfalls they've been in year after year after year, that's usually reason enough for people to lean in.
Can you share some of those strategies and tips with us?
I'm happy to. You know, one strategy is definitely to start small. So when we have a great big idea and it may be a really important change, it can be overwhelming. So to set small steps as part of our goal, steps that are small, manageable, measurable, to write those down, these are all going to be really helpful on our journey. Additionally, I think not going it alone.
Mm.
So we know that the more people you tell that you are going to make a change, the greater the likelihood you'll succeed. So when you tell people about your plan and your goals, you become more accountable to their expectations. And also, they're probably more likely to support you or at least not sabotage you.
Let's make a positive approach to making positive change. How do we do that?
Well, that's a great question. You know, sometimes we focus on, I need to eliminate sugar or reduce screen time. And we're always focusing on what we're taking away. And so a positive angle there, a positive reframe would be to think about, as I'm reducing screen time, I'm reading more books. As I'm eliminating processed sugar, I'm eating more fruit. And with that little reframe, we begin to think about what we're moving towards, what we're growing, what we're going to enjoy. Because otherwise, it just feels punitive and austere that we're stripping ourselves of all of these aspects of our lives that we might miss. And inevitably, something else is going to take that space. So let's focus on the positive reality that we're moving towards.
And that's something you write down or something you repeat in your head?
Both.
Are you into visioning? I know a lot of people like to make a plan and actually feel what you're moving towards. Is that something you talk about?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's certainly only going to enhance your motivation if you can visualize the outcome. You know, if you really can't see yourself in this new reality, if you can't see yourself as a non-smoker or as, 10 pounds lighter or whatever, spending more time with your family, if you can't really visualize what that looks like, you know, it may not be the right change for you at that time. Then the setback is just that. Today wasn't the day for me, but I get back on the horse tomorrow.
Sarah Hong is Director of Programs and Outreach at Jewish Family Services of Washtenaw County. I'm assuming that you're available to go speak to anyone who's interested in having you bring this message to their workplace?
Absolutely. It would be our pleasure. You know, one of the great things is that businesses locally can get top-of-the-line training, but also really enjoy knowing that any fees that they pay are going right back to serving our community, feeding our community. So really proud to be part of JFS and the Amster Center, and would love it if folks want to learn more.
We'll put links on our webpage, WEMU.org. And thank you so much for joining us on this edition of Art and Soul, the Art of Well-Being.
Thank you, Lisa.